Gateway Family Church Podcast. This is the place to find the latest thoughts from Gabriel and Mike Wright, the lead pastors of Gateway Family. Here we go.
Spirit. out, but you were singing because it's on the board, and you got done, and it didn't change you. You didn't think anything happened. I'm going to tell you right now, you need to engage with God when you praise, worship, and prayer. Pray. You've got to engage with God. Amen? You've got to pay attention that God is there. If you'll pay attention that God is there, your praise will change. If you pay attention that God is in the room, your worship changes. Amen? I'm just saying, it will help you. So here's what he said. He said, I'm going to pray with the understanding, and I want to deal today with praying with the understanding. I want you to zip over to the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse number 3. We'll look at that real quick. Jeremiah 33:3. Hallelujah. Here's what the Bible says. Call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show
kind of process that in your brain that it's not just complaining to God. So I might go in and say, thank you, Lord. You're a wonderful God, and you are a great shepherd, and I shall not want, and you're supplying all of my needs according to your riches and glory. And I thank you right now, Father God, that my husband is submitted to you, and he is speaking the word of God over my life, and I'm praying for the victory in his life. And I thank you right now that my children are rising up and calling me blessed. I just praise you right now. Here's what you're saying. You're saying, no, you're not complaining. That's right. He knows the complaint. I'm bringing the word of God, what is the answer to my complaint, instead of my complaint. And if you would pray more the answer than the problem, you might get an answer. If you would pray the answer and repeat it to God as you repeat it, according to Scripture, Romans 10:17, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by hearing the Word of God. And you ain't going to hear enough of the Word of God from me. You're going to have to hear some from you. David said, God spoke once and I heard it twice. The first time was God and the second time was David. Amen? I'm just saying, what if we went to God like that? Yeah, but you're sick in your body. And by His stripes I have been made whole. And the Lord sent His word and healed me and delivered me of all of my destruction. I am the Lord God that heals you from all of your sin, that redeems you and heals you from all of your infirmities. What if I took that to Him instead of saying, God, you know I got this cancer. Please heal me of cancer. Okay, let me help you on this, dude. He already knows you got it. The Bible says He knows your need before you pray, before the words get on your lips. He already knows that. You saying that again doesn't benefit God nor you. I want to find the answer. And there's an answer to everything in this book. And if I can find the answer, I'm not going to complain to God. I'm going to come and repeat to Him. I'm going to come and recite to Him the answer. And He can make that come to pass. He said, I will. You can go ahead and look it up if you want to. But in Jeremiah 1:12 in the Amplified Bible, it says it really nice. But let me read Jeremiah 1:12 in the Amplified Bible. Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active. Your God's not asleep or hiding from you. I'm alert and I'm active. Watch this. Watching over my word to perform it. Watching over what? His word to perform it. Okay. Daniel chapter 10. Daniel is praying. But what is he praying? He's been fasting for 21 days. What was he fasting about? Have you ever thought about it? You need to read your Bible. Because chapter 9 says he found the book of Jeremiah. He found the writings of Jeremiah. He found out that the kingdom of God was about to come. He found out there were some end times issues here. And the Bible says he meditated on that word that he had. And for 21 days, he took the word to God. And an angel came down and said, I've been sent because of your word, not because of your complaint. And that angel said this, dude, I had a hard time getting here. Now, I'm like an angel. Have power and anointing and authority, and God sent me. But I'm telling you right now, the reason you didn't get this the first day you prayed is because I got hung up in a warfare. I was hung up in the heavenlies. There were powers and principalities in the heavenlies, and they were fighting against me. I'm going to say right now, thank God that Daniel didn't quit praying. He did it for 21 days, and those 21 days of bringing that word to God gave the angel something to come for, and he said, I've come for the word. I've come for the word. Amen? And then he left and said, I got to go back and fight those devils again. So I'm going to help y'all right now. Praying is something the devil hates, and he fights it. He fights what you're praying about, and he fights it that you pray at all. How many of you know it's hard to set a time for prayer? It is. You know, to make sure you're going to pray. And how many of y'all know that it's hard to keep praying for people that you've prayed once and failed already? How many's prayed and they didn't get healed? Okay, hands down. How many prayed and they died? How many of you prayed for them to get delivered and it got worse? How many of y'all prayed for more money and you ain't got it yet? I'm just saying. We pray for you're still rebellious. You pray for your husband. He's still jacked up. You pray for your wife. She's still running around. I'm just saying this. We're dealing with some issues right here, and we do have failures. Here's what I'm telling you. You've got to keep failing. You've got to keep failing. You can't quit failing. I'm going to tell you where some of you are right now. You can walk right by somebody that's sick, or someone tells you, I've been suffering, and I have a malady in my life. I've got an issue. I'm struggling right now physically or mentally. And we'll say, oh, boy, I hate that. I'll pray for you. You don't pray for them, but you say you're going to pray for them. And why don't you pray for them right now? I'm going to tell you why, because you failed the last time you did it. You failed, right? Excuse me just a minute. Am I in the right room? Say, I failed. Of course you did. See, it's hard for you to say because you think you did it right and there's God. Here's all I'm saying. It may be God. Maybe he just wasn't going to do it. But we're the ones that have the failure. Can I tell you something? Keep failing. Pray for the next person. Don't quit. Oh, see right now. Don't quit doing it. My kids are getting worse. I don't quit praying because my baby's getting worse. I'm going to hang up in there with this prayer because I am not going to fail on this one. And if I do fail, I'll pray again. I'll fail again. I'll keep doing it until I see the answer. You've got to pray and make up your mind that you don't quit because you failed. You pray till you get it. Pray till you see it. Amen. And I want to just wipe something out of your brain right now. The idea of I pray one time, and if I have faith, I don't have to pray again. I'm going to tell you right now, you remind God of his word every day. Every day. You need to be praying the word. Over yourself, over your babies, over your money. Pray the word of God. Amen? I'm just saying, we need to understand prayer a little bit better. And calling on God, that's the way that happened. In Luke 16:1, this is Jesus speaking. And here's what it says. It says, and he spoke a parable unto them to this end. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, pray and not faint is not where I got out of this one. I looked at it and I thought they ought to. Well, I reckon what ought means. So I looked up the word ought to find out if I ought to pray, what does ought mean? It means it is my obligation. Man is obligated to pray. Is that what Jesus said? And not quit. Say it is an obligation. Look at me. It's not going to change if you don't do it. It's obligatory. We've got to do it. Here's another. It's our duty. You're in the army of God. You've got a duty to do. And the duty that you have is to not quit praying. Even if the answer's not coming, we don't quit praying. Say, I will not quit. Let me tell you another one. It is the natural expectation that God has out of you being his child. It's God's natural expectation as your father in God that you pray and not quit. Let me back up that another way. He was waiting on you today and you didn't talk to him. When that bad thing happened, he was waiting on you, and you complained a little bit, but you never prayed about it. You never told him what the answer was, and therefore you still had it, and you think, because I complained, God's going to do something. He's not obligated to complaints. I'm going to stand over your complaints, and I'm going to perform them. No, he's going to stand over his word, and he's going to work that word out. Your Bible says in Isaiah 55, the word of God says that his word is like rain that comes down to the earth, to water the earth, and it doesn't return. It's like snow that comes down, and it doesn't go back up. He said, that's the way my word is. I send my word out, and it doesn't come back unless it has accomplished what I sent it for. If I pray the word of God, I've got something that will come back and change this issue. Y'all have heard this one before? Complaining isn't going to change anything. How many's ever been told that? Yeah. To your kids, you told them that. Complain all you want to. I said, no. So I'm just saying. Complaining is not something God's obligated to. And you're going to say, yeah, but he's a compassionate, merciful God. He is, and he's also said, this is what you're obligated to do. Call on me. You don't get anything unless you have faith, and faith comes by hearing. You're hearing by the word of God. Y'all still tracking me? Let me give you another one. So just understand call. Well, let me give you one more on ought. This is a very cool thought. Ought means you've got to do whatever the necessity is in reference to what is required to attain some end. necessary in reference to what is required to attain to some end. For you to get to the end, the requirement is call unto God. Okay, let's go somewhere else. Let's distract me. Jeremiah 1:12, the Lord said unto me, you've seen well, for I'm alert and I'm active, watching over my word to perform it. Isaiah 43:26, put me in remembrance and let us contend together as we state your case that you may be acquitted. Say, I am at war. Say, God is not watching over my complaints. He is watching over his word. My prayers need to contain his word, the promise of God concerning my problem. Amen? That may cost you something. You might have to read your Bible. You may have to call someone on the phone. You may have to go online and Google up a verse that deals with your problem. I don't care how you get it. The point is, put the word with your prayers. That makes sense to you? Here's another one. Psalm 119, 169, and 70. It says, let my supplication come to you and deliver me according to your word. If you don't know what the word is, you don't even get delivered. I found the word about my healing. I want my deliverance according to your word, not according to how sick I am, according to your word. So my prayer has got to have the word of God in it. Psalm 107, 20, he didn't send back your complaint. The Bible says he sent his word and healed us and delivered us out of all of our oppression. I'm just saying it's the word of God that he is expecting, and it's the word of God he sends back to us. Amen? And it brings healing and deliverance. Let me deal with supplication. How many of you know in the Bible? And go to Ephesians 6. Come on, we've got 3 or 4 or 5 minutes here. Ephesians 6. Y'all still okay? Are you mad at me? Real mad at me? Just a little bit mad at me. See, because right now some of y'all saying, well, who do you think he is? Telling me my prayers aren't working. I'm Mike Wright. But what I've been telling you is God. There's an obligatory issue in prayer, and it ain't your problem. It is his answer. Ain't for Southern emphasis. Supplication is always mentioned with prayer. Have you noticed that in the Bible? Prayer and supplication. Yeah, almost every place you find prayer, there's supplication. Have you ever wondered what supplication is? I mean, I'm interested in prayer. I'm trying to do something that's going to build my body and yours too. So I'm just saying this. I'm reading the Bible, and every time I see prayer in there, then I see supplication. So I need a definition of a couple of these things. Can I give you a definition of prayer, if you don't mind? Now, let me just ask you a question. See, it's a trick question, and you don't want to raise your hand. My wife, when I ask her something, she says, it's a trick question. But how many of us you're going to Santa Claus. You're just talking. You're not paying attention that I am about to go before the living God. I mean, I'm going to go in the presence of the great I am. I'm getting in the presence of He who created the heavens and the earth. And I'm a little bit tired of your nonchalant praying that people have. Oh, I just move along and say, hey, God, how you doing? And let me tell you right now, you better start believing if you're talking like that, baby, that He's sitting up in that car with you. You're making this too serious. Good. Maybe you need something serious in church. Ephesians 6. So, prayer is about paying attention, right? Supplication. With prayer. Let me say this. Prayer is a verb. It's what I do. Prayer is who I'm engaged with, right? Recognizing God. So I've got to do that. I've got to pay attention. So it is the verb of something I do. And then it's also my recognition of God. But prayer is also a place. Prayer is a place. You enter into prayer. See, y'all look at me right now. Prayer is what we do. Prayer in the Bible is a place as well. It is what you do, and it is paying attention to God, but it is a place. Let me help you on this. When you start praying, you enter in the Bible, throughout the Bible, the house of God was called the house of prayer. And He said, you've made my Father's house a den of thieves, but it's a house of prayer. So the synagogue was a place, but it was called prayer. I went into the synagogue at the hour of prayer. Time has prayer in it. Places have prayer in it. When we come together in church as a group, we need to make up our minds that we're in prayer. We're paying attention to God, so prayer is more than you talking. Just a thought. But supplication. Supplication is what you've got to do with prayer. I'm paying attention. I'm bringing the word and speaking it back, reciting it to Him, but also I'm bringing supplication. You know what supplication means at the root? Favor. See, some of y'all have been saying, well, I'm going to have a prayer of supplication. Okay, pray supplication. I would like to hear somebody supplicate. Can I help you on supplication? Father, I glorify your name. And these prayers that I'm praying right now, I'm praying them from a position of a son of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I have the favor of God. You love me, and you have created me, and you've given me the privilege on this earth to call your name. You've given me the privilege to move. I have the favor of God on my life. I'm highly favored of God. I am a blessed man of God. That is what you've got to say in supplication as you pray. Some of y'all been praying. Yeah, give the Lord a clap. You need to. Let me say this. Quit praying from, I'm a slug. I'm the weakest one. God, I know I've done so much wrong. I know you're not going to hear me. Get a supplication working. Find out who you are in Christ and begin to say that. Well, who am I saying that to? To God, you are. But can I tell you two other people you're saying it to? You're saying it to you, and you're saying it to the devil. You're letting him know that you're not just somebody that's showing up. It's what David said to Goliath when he ran toward him. And he said, baby, you messing with a child of God. This isn't about me. This is about God. I am his representative. I've got his favor on me so much that today I'm taking your head. You need to read your Bible. That's the same way you go into battle. Praying the word of God and supplicating, demanding to the enemy to back up because the authority of God has just stepped up. Amen. I'm going to be late. Brandon's going to be mad. There's a lot of room for repentance and anger. Quickly, let's look at verse number 10. Y'all want to run with me real quick on this one? Okay, here we go. Finally, my brethren, be strong. Underline some things in your Bible. Unless y'all electronically, and if you electronically, I don't know if you can highlight it quick enough or not. I don't know. But here we go. Finally, my brethren, be strong. You need to underline it. Be strong where? In the Lord. And where else? In the power of His might. Say, I need to be strong. powers and principalities and against rulers of darkness in high places of this age and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenlies. In other words, we're in a battle. You can look at me and tell me all day long that I just don't believe in all that. It's just too spooky for me. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's a devil loose. He knows where you are. He wants to take you down. He will resist your prayers. That's why you got to keep failing. You don't get an answer, you do it again. Somebody's sick, go by and pray for them. What if it don't work? What if it does? You'll never get a miracle if you don't pray. You'll never have the supernatural because you're afraid to fail. They've been in a wheelchair long. Who cares how long they've been in a wheelchair? Jesus healed a kid. He'd been that way since birth, and he was a young man. Been there since birth, and Jesus healed him. I'm just saying, it's not about me doing the healing. It's about him. And I need to learn to pray, even if I failed. I may have prayed for Charlie, and he died, and Sue got the same problem. I can't say, well, you know, God help her. I need to stop and pray for her. There are people that you're going to meet this week that's going to need you to stop and pray. And my question is, are you going to keep failing or not? I'm going to say keep failing. I'll do it again. I'll pray again. Amen? Look at me, I'm going to say something. Don't come up in here with all of your spiritual power. We don't need that. Your power is not given for you to massage my back. Your power is given for you to deliver somebody that is bound. Get somebody healed. Get somebody delivered. Get somebody born again. We have God's anointing in the room, and I enjoy that. But I don't have the anointing of God so we can all feel better. Okay, very quickly. Watch what he says. He says, put on the whole armor of God. Stand therefore, verse number 14. Stand there girded with your waist with truth, and have put on the breastplate of righteousness, and you have shod your feet with the preparation of gospel peace, and above all, taken the helmet of faith, which you will be able to quench all the shield of faith, whereby you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Excuse me just a minute. Whose sword is it? Yours or the Spirit's? Watch what it says. What did it say? Whose sword? Whose sword? The sword of the who? Whom? Huh? The Spirit. Say it's a spirit sword. Say the Word of God is a sword. Double-edged. It's able to separate the soul and the spirit. Okay, let me help you on that. You have the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. Quit thinking that it's you. It's not your sword, and it's not your armor. It's the armor of God. Read your Bible. You're putting on His armor. You're carrying His sword. Some of you, you've got the power of God. You've got the armor of God. You've got the sword of God. You're all dressed up and ain't got anywhere to go. Full of the power. Have the armor. You can put it on every morning. You can polish the sword by reading the Word of God. But if you don't impart that stuff, the devil is laughing at you. He's saying, look at that chump right there. He could be knocking us out. He's got everything he needs. He's all dressed for the prom and ain't got a date. Say, I do have a date. Say, the Holy Ghost is with me. And I'm dancing with him. Okay, you're dressed up for something that is not just to feel better. So it says, praying always, verse number 18, praying always with what? With all prayer. And supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all what? Perseverance. And, here's an idea, and all supplication for all the saints and for me. Why do we want you to be blessed? That utterance, that word may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly. Can I tell you right now, I'm praying for you today, and I'm not praying that you look better. I'm not praying that you get healed. I'm praying that you'll be able to open your mouth, and there will be a word of boldness of the Word of God that will begin to come out of you like you've never had before. I'm praying that for you. You're in my prayers, and it's not for you just to be healed and have money. I do pray for your healing. I do
for listening to the Gateway Family Church Podcast. For more information about Gateway, visit www.gatewayfamily.cc.